Yes, I've seen rugby matches on a big screen, but generally it's just confined really to a sporting event. Or the only other one I can remember is when Chris Patten handed Hong Kong back to the Chinese. I was away on a course up in the north of England, and I think we had a bit of a tea break on this course, and everybody was interested to see, which was quite a monumental occasion really, you know, handing back Hong Kong to the Chinese.
How does watching in that kind of big group make a difference to the experience?
Well, if everybody in the room is saying, for instance, if they said, oh, Chris Patten's got a nice suit on, and everybody in that room says Chris Patten's got a nice suit on, am I going to think, yes, perhaps that is a nice suit, you know? If you see what I'm saying, you know, if somebody says something on television and everybody agrees, yes, that's the right thing, you know, privately, I might not agree with it, you know. But I've been part of experiments with people and behaviour really like that, you know. What if everybody says something black is blue, then, oh, yes, it must be blue because everybody's saying it's the same. So, yeah, it can have an influence on you if you're not careful, if you're not strong enough then.